Wendell Fuqua is a woodworker who makes and sells his art expressions at the River Art Gallery in La Villita.
You take a block of wood and carve away what you don't want to print. Then you roll ink on the block.
The end product is like a stamp and shows historic landmarks like the Alamo. Fuqua is one of 250 artists who work one day a month at the gallery.
We're really kind of in the spirit of what La Villita is supposed to be, which is a local area producing local art and with local people.
And the city wants to maintain that authenticity. The city's Sebastian Guajardo says a study many years ago uncovered that something new needed to happen in La Villita because it found the village had a conflicting identity and no real focus. The city, he says, gave tenants a heads up a few years ago that change would eventually come.
We believe it's critical that La Villita be reinvigorated and refocused as the arts village that it was always meant to be.
Tenants like Jack Knight, the owner of the Alice Knight Studio, say they wanted to work with the city on a plan instead of getting an eviction notice for July 31st, 2015. So they created a plan of their own and talked to the city about modernizing the buildings and creating a marketing committee.
Just is impractical for the city to use this arbitrary approach to create an abrupt change.
If the city's plan is approved, Guajardo says current tenants can reapply for their space. He says the council is invested in downtown development and believes they will agree with the lease plan for La Villita. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.